Or did you ever hear about maybe when a new child moved into the neighborhood, did he or she ever have to go through any kind of initiation with the other kids in the neighborhood before he was accepted?
Mm-mm. I was in an Eastside camp one time. This boy fell upon love with his daughter. That was a movie.
Oh, yeah.
He wears his head upside up. Put grease on and make stand up. Oh. Good point. Looks so funny. You know, I heard he got killed.
Oh.
You know, a gambling debt and he couldn't pay it. He told him pretty quick to go back to work and pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might kill him. Why you kill him for? You know he's going to get his money.
Hmm. Talk about greeting somebody. What would you say to somebody when you if you met them about 10 o'clock in the daytime?
I'd say good morning.
What would be the latest in the day that you would say that?
Up to 12 o'clock. After 12 o'clock, I'd say good afternoon.
What would you say to somebody when you're leaving them? You'd probably say...
I hardly believe in telling about goodbye. I always say so long.
That's it.
And be careful. I'll see you next time or something. I don't know why I didn't believe in telling about goodbye.
Do you ever hear people say good day?
Yeah.
What about the part of the day that comes after afternoon? What is that?
Good afternoon.
What about after that, later than that?
Very same.
Do you ever hear people say good evening?
Good evening, good afternoon, same.
Same thing.
Yes.
Say, you know, if you're on a farm and you start to work before daylight, you'd say that you started to work before...
Before daylight?
Any other way of saying that?
I guess not.
You ever heard people say before sunup?
Yeah. Till it be dark.
Or if you worked all day and you worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say you worked until...
Tonight. Day to night. Day out to dark.
Or maybe sundown?
Mm-hmm.
Say, if somebody was going to come to see you on Sunday, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, you'd say that he's coming to see you...
Sunday.
And if somebody had come to see you on last Sunday, before this past Sunday, mm-hmm. you'd say that he came to see you.
See, I spent Sunday with my daughter every Sunday.
Uh-huh. See, if you wanted to know what time of day it is, what would you ask me?
Just ask what time it'd be.
And
you know how far would tell time?
How?
Yeah. Sun. See, if you said far east, and if you said if it was 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
you stand on your own shadow. I don't say, I say funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
if 12 o'clock, the sun for the other middle of the sky. Then you stand on your own shadow.
Well, say if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, what time would you say that was?
I couldn't say.
Well, what about,
Just say mid-morning, I guess you call it.
Or could you maybe say if it was halfway between 7 and 8, would some people say that was 7:30?
I guess so.
Say if 1976 was last year, then 1977 is...
Last year's 1977, not 1967, this year's 77.